You're saving your money by lending it to Uncle Sam.
Electric City Nerds, episode 5. We're on the right. I'm on the right numbering now. 5. No more weird numbering.
All we had to do was completely reboot the whole thing in order to get the numbering right.
Oh, that's true. I remember in the old show, it was like forever. We were like, I think it's like 300. No, I think it's more like 500. We never really knew.
It's like 7,000.
This is episode 5. We're going to be doing a game on this episode. I have this deck of cards with questions that are like interview questions. I'll tell you what I started to do. I found a list of questions. I was like, what are questions like to get to know someone? Like, what are the questions that you ask? Because that was your idea, was like, well, let's do like a get to know the podcaster kind of thing. And all the stuff I found was like from like Vogue, and it was like questions to make someone fall in love with you, or like questions
to find out
if your relationship is like this or that. And I was like, this all seems too intimate. So I got a deck of interview questions.
That's for a Valentine's Day show.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a
good idea. So let's just put a pin in that for a couple months.
Yeah.
Are you going to shuffle them too so you don't know what you're about to ask?
I already shuffled them. Yeah, I already shuffled them.
Oh, that's awesome. I like it.
But before we get into that, we got a few things that I wanted to go over. I got a real feel-good story right here at the top of the show. At least I think it's a feel-good story. Although, well, wait till you hear the ending. Maybe it's not as feel good. But there was this guy on Reddit. This is on the subreddit of this subreddit is anti-work. So it's like a lot of like, you know, I dislike my boss because of this. Yada, 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 yada. Well, someone posted on there, my corporate job's attempt at Halloween festivities. Job is offering a full paid day off for anyone that can guess closest to the number of candy in this jar. And he's got a picture of a jar, and it says, I hate work as much as you. So help me out with a good guess. So he's wanting Reddit to help him guess how much candy is in this jar so he can get a day off work. And there's a link to it in the show notes if you want to see what it looks like, but it's a small jar. He has it standing next to a pen. So like a, you know, regular ballpoint pen. It's about maybe half the size of that pen, and it's full of candy corn. And so looking at it, you know, it's hard to say how many's in there, but Reddit took like, you know, Reddit being the sleuths that they are, they took to figuring out how could they figure out the accurate number. So people started suggesting, they sell these jars at Dollarama. Go get some candy corn and then fill it up and see how many is in there, which that's probably the safest way to do it. Someone else suggested that why don't we just get everyone on this subreddit to guess what they think the number of candy corn is in the jar, because this person says individuals are really bad at guessing the amounts of things, but large groups of people tend to be really good. So if they get like 500 or 600 people all guess, and then they take the average, he'd probably have a pretty good idea of how many candy corns it is. But the funny tank. Yeah, right, exactly. Have you ever done one of these? Candy, like, what's the trick to it? What's the trick to doing these things, you think?
You got to measure by volume, and then, you know, like how much, and you got to figure candy corn is like what, not even a half inch.
Right. Yeah.
Think all that, and how wide is it, and then do some math.
We did like one of those cool. It was like the gumball thing, and I think I did say like the Price is Right thing. Like, I went up with my friends, and they were like, "Oh, I guess like 250," and I was like, "I guess 251." That is,
Someone got on here that's like a mathematician, and they measured how long the pin was, based on a real life pin. And then he measured how big the pin was in the picture to figure out the ratio between his real life pin and the pin in the picture. And then he figured out how large the jar was based on that. and then how big a piece of candy corn is. And he did that to do exactly what Scott said, to figure out the volume of the jar and how many candy corn could fit in the jar. Someone did what I said before, where they took all the averages. Here's a good one. So this guy guesses 114, and he says it seems like the amount around the bottom that is visible is 4 candy corns. It also seems like this is around 1/3 of the distance around the bottom, the circumference. So if the circumference equals 12 candy corns, then circumference equals 2 times pi times radius, and the radius equals roughly 1.909. This means the bottom is roughly 11.46 candy corn, which is a equals pi times r squared. The height looks like it is about 11 horizontal rows, and that is base times height equals volume. This means perfectly packed, you would be at 126 candy corn. I assumed that candy corn stacked randomly has about a 90% packing capacity. So 126 times 0.9 equals 114 candy corn. So I don't know if you're following all that math there, but this guy says 114 candy corn.
I just heard that you said that there was pie involved and had nothing to do with the candy corns.
Situations where, like, you will use this in adult life. I would just be going to work if I had to do all of that. There's no fucking way.
I would have went and found the jar and bought some candy corn and then figured it out.
Dollarama, which I think is like the equivalent of Dollar Tree, and just cheated.
So there's no way. The last one, which is my favorite one, this guy was a 3D animator. He took the picture of the jar and he actually used it to scale out a 3D model of a jar that is the same size as the jar in the picture. And then he made a bunch of little 3D models of candy corn and he filled it with an infinite number of candy corn until the jar was full, and then deleted the jar and highlit the entire clump of candy corn. And then he came up with, there was 113 candy corn in the jar, which that sounds really similar to the guy that did the mathematician guy.
Yeah, it was just a lot less work. It was just
so
or different.
I have a conclusion. The guy, the OP delivers, right? The original poster, he came back, he said what the results were. If you took an average of all of the guesses on Reddit, it is around 119. The mathematician guessed 119. The 3D modeler, he said it was around 115, I think is what he said.
Yeah.
Do you think that OP got the answer right or wrong? And what do you think how far off do you think it was?
I hope he got it right. I think there were 126 in it.
Hey, it's good. Good guess.
I think that the OP screwed up and or the management cheated and ate like 5 or 6 of them.
Yeah, could be. Or could be some
trigger. Somebody else that just shot in the dark totally got it, or was at least closer to it by like 2 digits. Somebody that just shot in the dark and did nothing but sleep in that entire paid day off.
All right. So he says, candy corn update. I lost, but it was super fun. Someone guessed within 2 candy corn. And the answer was 236. So
what? Once again, kids that getting beat up
what?
By bullies for being a nerd. This does not make you smarter.
Reddit was way off.
It's like 100 candy corn off, man.
Yeah. Well, a solid 100 that's candy corn off.
That's really bad. That's like 106 or 7 off. Yeah. I really want some candy corn now.
Yeah. I don't like candy corn. I'm not a candy corn guy. You two like candy corn?
Well, is this the end of the podcast? I'm not going to like I'm not going to go to town on some candy corn, but like if someone was like, I've got some candy corn, I'll eat a couple pieces, but I've never bought a bag myself.
I was actually offered candy corn recently, and I was like, eh, I don't want any.
Oh, you're one of those people that said the dress was purple and pineapple doesn't belong on pizza, and your toilet paper goes this way, and it shouldn't. It goes this way.
Yeah.
Pineapple can be on pizza, but it is not. You know, I believe in your right to choose the toppings you want on pizza.
That's good.
Even though.
And your right to not eat candy corn.
I don't think this is something I would want in my life, but I wouldn't judge.
Somebody else putting candy corn on their pineapple pizza.
Best Halloween candy go. What do you think the best? Mine is fun size Mr. Goodbar.
Wow.
King size Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah, well, you would go to a very, very kind house if they gave you the full size Mr. Goodbar.
I wouldn't have been letting that kind of neighborhood. No, they wouldn't have let me in there.
I think fun size Snickers are the best.
Yeah, that is a good one. That's definitely a good one.
Oh, now, assuming because, once again, I was raised in a Pentecostal church on Long Island during the Satanic Panic. Yeah. I have never gone trick-or-treating.
Oh, wow.
It is the pure way to bring you directly down to hell or eat some kind of LSD-covered razor blade that is guaranteed to be in every single piece of candy.
Guaranteed.
But I really would have loved some Reese's. I mean, anything Reese's, I'm going to get.
Yeah, Reese's would be really good.
I
would like
that. Now I just got to buy it for myself. I don't get it for free. But it doesn't have any Satanism inside of it. So
my
Christian candy only.
I did. So it's really important to me. My wife and I, we talk about this all the time. So she has very cool pictures of her as a kid. They did like homemade costumes and stuff. One year she was a ghost. So she literally had like a sheet over her with the eyes cut out. She did all the classic stuff. I like Scott. Yeah, I grew up a similar way. Now I did get to do trick or treating because it would fall on my dad's weekend sometimes. So I would get to do trick or treating, but it wasn't every year. I did. We would do church events, and I even dressed up as Bible characters at some church Halloween events.
My church didn't do a harvest festival. They didn't do anything. We're like, go to church and sing to God because we got to fight the demons that are eating all the children and all the other places in the world. We've got to pray for 3 nights before Halloween and after.
Yeah.
Save these children from hell because they're definitely being murdered in satanic rituals everywhere all around us.
I think everyone does trunk or treat now though. I don't think there's as many people going door to door anymore.
The harvest festivals. Well, I mean, the last couple of years I'm sure all the candy but didn't have razors in it was just covered in COVID. So
yeah, it was COVID candy. COVID makes it good. All right, let's do why don't we like kind of break up the pod deck questions? And like I'll do some questions and then we'll do like a news article that we have in the show notes and then we'll do some more questions and then we'll do another show note. And how do y'all want to do it? Do you want to, so they're physical cards. So I have to read the question. I shuffled this deck beforehand and I'm shuffling it now as we do it. I'm not going to read any of the cards before I draw one. Do we each answer the question?
Sure.
And do we rotate on who goes first? Because if you think about it, if none of us know the question, whoever goes last has the biggest advantage because they get to hear everybody else's answer. So why don't we rotate who goes first? So who wants to go first for the first round?
I'll do it.
Do you want to ask yourself a question first?
I don't want to go first.
You're going last. Well, how about Kyle? You go first. I'll go second, and Bo can wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm shuffling here. I'm not really good at shuffling, but I did the old, lay them out in stacks like you do with Magic cards.
You're shuffling like a Keyforge player right now. Look at you.
Whatever that is, yep.
Yeah, nobody knows, Kyla.
Exactly, that's why. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I knew Scott would get that joke. All right.
Exactly.
What will people look back at us 50 years from now and be shocked and appalled by? So 50 years from now, what will people look back on and be shocked and appalled by?
None of us are going to have a hard time with this one.
Hmm.
In 2016.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The 2016 election. Well, 50 yeah. years from now, it could be worse. We don't know what direction we're going in.
I am praying that those people and the kids that they've taught, I don't know. We need another Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
We need another extinction level event. That's what's the problem. We need to release velociraptors into the wild again. Yes. You know, larger predator.
I'm trying to think of. Oh, well, probably be shocked and appalled by it. I don't know. I was going to say COVID, but I don't think people will be shocked and appalled by it. But it will be something 50 years from now. People look. Well, there'll probably be another one, given, you know, climate change and the rate of diseases changing, and there'll probably be another one in 50 years.
50 or 100 years?
50. Yeah, the car's 50. Yeah.
Well, not it's about another 90 years, I would say. It usually hits every 90 or so, 90 or 100 years. So.
But I think it's happening more rapidly. I think it's happening more rapidly, so there will be another
one. Hopefully, scientifically, we'll be better by then, or we'll.
I think we did that last time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's what they thought during influenza. Look at where we are now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I don't know about 50 years, but I think that it is interesting that, like, we're getting to the point now where we don't wear masks every day and COVID's becoming a thing of, like, you know, knock on wood, it's becoming a thing of the past. And we'll get to a point where we'll look at pictures from this time period and we'll be like, oh, yeah, remember when we had to wear masks all the time? You know, like, it's going to be like this kind of like this weird moment in history that we all got to live through. So
we'll play that celebrity Imagine video that was not good taste. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. That was their cure?
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott, what do you think? What do you think people will look
at? COVID is definitely a, I think our reaction to it was, I did not, I had too much faith in people as a whole. During that whole, I had way too much faith. I was like, we're gonna flatten that curve. We're gonna blah, blah, blah. And oh man.
I think that
the
hopeful part of me believes that 50 years from now, we will look back on our reaction to COVID and to vaccines and to all of that and be appalled by that.
So I'm going to go hopefully as well then with that. I'm going to hope that in 50 years, people will look back at Tide Pod eating and toilet seat licking as something that was like ridiculous and they would never do it.
But the realist in me says that 50 years from now, there'll probably be another and we'll have a similar reaction. I don't know that we'll have learned from the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be licking the toilet handle in 50 years.
Yep.
It's got all the poo air and the COVID hands on.
Well, everyone will have bidets. We're just really drinking from bidets.
Dude, bidets are on the rise, man. I don't have one yet, but I totally am thinking about getting one. They're straight on the rise. They're squirting right up out of there on the rise. They're shooting right up there.
I'm happy you got your own joke, Bo. Yeah. Very happy about that.
I'm gonna do another card. I'll do another card. I took that one out. So we can't get this. So this time I'll go first this time.
Okay.
Oh god, it better be
do you wanna take a picture of it and send it to me and I'll read it to you?
I thought about doing something like that, but this is too
cool. Or just hold up the camera where you can't see
it. I'll read it and then I'll
there you go.
What are you currently curious about? If I answer mine, I feel like it's not a very good conversation starter for the show, but I'm really curious about the new Silent Hill 2 remake that was just announced. I'm excited about it, and I'm curious if it'll be any good and whether it'll be enough to convince my wife that I need to get a PlayStation 5. So that's what I'm curious about. More podcast worthy that I'm curious about.
Yeah. Pretty podcast worthy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially all right. For listening to us, man.
If you'll take it, I'll leave it or I'll come up with something else by the time y'all go. So Scott, why don't you go next this time?
What am I curious about overall and everything?
Whatever you want to be.
Just like other than how the next 6 months, are they going to suck as hard as the last, you know, couple of years? Are they going to get better?
See, I wish I knew sports like you two do, because I would be like, oh, I'm curious if such and such is going to
win. I'm curious if the Mets and the Islanders are ever going to win anything ever again.
Yeah.
I've been that way since 1985. So, I mean, I'm curious about the next episode of Star Trek. What is Murph? I don't know what species Murph is, and we're going to find that out very soon. So there we go. I'm curious about a lot of stuff, though. Stuff that, again, I don't think is going to be as podcast worthy about the ending of the book I'm reading. Stuff like that, you know. I think curiosity every day is something that's important.
Yeah.
Otherwise, stagnation is going to just overtake you. So a bunch of little things. And I'm curious if I'm going to be able to pull off. Oh, I can't tell the joke because people might watch this. I'm getting Jared to Star Trek Las Vegas this year. If I've got to lie to him, I'm going to make it happen. Mm. And he won't listen to this because.
Oh, I know what this is about. Yeah, yeah, okay. No one knows what we're talking about, you and I.
I'll tell you when we're done recording. I'm curious about a lot of stuff. That's my answer. Edit out all that other stuff.
Kyla, what about you? What are you curious about?
A lot of stuff, but I'm really curious about this Black Panther 2 soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. When's it coming out?
I have no idea.
We don't know.
I'm just going to let it
Those trailers me. Looked like, ooh, are you doing an ensemble film?
I haven't watched the trailer. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, man, yeah, what? I'm wondering because it doesn't look like it's all about Shuri.
I'm not on the Marvel movie thing. I'm just not.
We talked about this.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm not. I'm just not.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. That's exactly right. Yeah, it's too much. I try to keep up with it, but I feel like I have to watch everything in order to watch any of them, and I just am over the whole thing.
And now there's like TV shows. And, yeah. Yep. I'm excited about this, but like, I haven't seen Marvel. Last Thor.
Well, speaking of...
I feel like you can like freeze into those without knowing anything.
Yeah. So speaking of, we talked about this on Friday. We did go to Fall for Greenville on Friday, and I'd never been at night before. We always go to there during the day so we can take my son. And during the day, it's just like a really big farmer's market, basically. Like it wasn't as crowded as it was at night, but it was a lot of fun. I liked it. I liked all the people there. Did you guys have fun? What did you think about Fall for Greenville?
I had fun.
That's good.
I think if it was with a different group, I probably would have declined going.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I was pretty like set on not going at night, but I was like, okay, this is a good group to go with.
Cool. I feel honored. I feel honored to know that.
Yeah. So I had a lot of fun. And even if I had to still be waiting in line for that egg roll, I think that egg roll was worth it.
Yeah. So I have a post here from subreddit where someone is complaining about, and I'm not criticizing this person. I'm not going to say his name or anything, but they basically, it says that, are they trying to kill Fall for Greenville? Yes, I know it's crowded. I don't mind crowds. But literally every single food vendor had an hour-long line, at least. If the idea is to sample different places, then that's not possible. The line for tickets and wristbands took 30 minutes. I definitely did not take 30 minutes for us. I don't know.
And we went like Friday night at like 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, I think, the busiest time. There's so many different ticket stations. I think this is this guy's first time at Fall for Greenville.
Oh, yeah. And maybe.
He's probably like a 45-year-old. I'm an asshole.
No,
45 is old when you're an insult.
So
this guy is just angry because none of that was true.
Yeah.
And I don't want to fight you, whoever you are, dude, but like.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll fight you.
When did you? Okay, cool. When did you?
No, I mean, not you, like the incel.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to call this guy an incel just because he was upset about fall. Yeah,
right. What's he gonna do? Come at us?
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
Even though he can't like do anything, yeah, you're right. It is wrong, but it just like
he. All right. So the reason I wanted to bring this up is the purpose of Fall for Greenville to sample different food items. I think originally going into it, that is what I said I like to do. So I mean, maybe
is that the full purpose, or is it music and community as well as being able to try these things? And
yeah,
I think it probably was originally that, and it grew into something that was a little bit more of a street fair type.
Yeah, I think it was like a let us show you what we have downtown, so people who are in surrounding areas come try something and that makes them want to actually go to the restaurant. But
I feel like
if you kind of know what's in downtown Greenville, it's not as great because you are waiting in line for a long time to get something that usually takes you like 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. So like if I went to Fall for Greenville, I'm not going to go to like the Ink and Ivy or the Sticky Fingers or anything that's like always downtown Greenville. I would try it like we did. We did the egg roll truck. I never even knew there was an egg roll truck. And
they have a whole restaurant.
Yeah. So where's the egg roll place at? Where do they have? Brick and mortar place?
Yeah, like at the end of Pelham.
Oh wow.
Towards like East North Street.
Oh, mm-hmm. In the like shopping centers down there. There's like in there like chain mall kind of things. I don't know.
It kind of looks like that, but yeah, I've only been a couple of times.
But that was cool. I think though, if you were trying to like push the sample game, then food would cost less tickets and be smaller portions, and it would be things that you could cook faster. That way the lines go faster, you're spending less tickets, and it's a smaller portion, so you're able to go to more stops along the way. And other people are kind of doing the same thing, so it should keep like lines rotating to different like food trucks. Whereas they give pretty good size like portions. It's almost like you're just picking which food truck I'm going to get my entree, and then which food truck am I going to get my dessert, and then that's basically the end of the night. So I don't necessarily think that is the right way to like encourage people to sample different foods from downtown. So I don't know if that's pro or con this guy's post, but I think it is interesting to think about. But
I think he just had a bad night.
Yeah,
it was like a straight read it. Like I'm hungry.
Probably had a bad day.
I got a pocket full of tickets and nothing to show for it. <I'm getting
laughs> I got a pocket full of tickets burning a hole in my pocket.
Yeah.
I'll tell you though, I had the best damn Mexican treat ever in my life. I've been telling everybody about it since that night. I've been in a better mood since that night. It was like it was picturesque. It was, we were walking at one point and I got it, and it took forever because I kept forgetting that I was there and like giving people stuff that were there behind me.
Yeah.
Because I guess I'm as a 6'5", whatever, gigantic gargantuan Sasquatch, I apparently don't assert myself as much as I should. And let me tell you, for that street corn next time, I'm gonna be like, I'm the only one that's here. Everybody get away. Because there was one moment where the sun had set and the beautiful string lights were across the trees, and everybody was giving me like a nice 3-foot berth on both sides. There was nobody bumping into me. And I was eating that street corn, and it was the closest that I have been to God in the last decade.
I didn't realize you were having that moment.
It was wonderful, dude. It was the whole time. I was just in tune with the universe perfectly. And for the next, I've been like treating my coworkers better. I'm sure they're happy about it. I was talking to Allie about making some of that shit that's in the back room. Like, we're going to make some street corn at Empire.
Yeah.
And I don't care if nobody else eats it but me. They're going to get out of my way. She makes authentic street corn, and it's going down. And it was like, it was just like the a conversion of planets had all aligned, and I just, and it was
wonderful. Shit, I don't know why I said that. I was just reading the notes. If Empire starts selling street corn, I'll definitely definitely.
You'll actually come in and see me then?
Yeah, every time I go there, you're not there. I don't know what. I don't know what the deal is. We're like, we know what nights you're off work because we know what nights we can and can't do the podcast. But yet, I go to D&D night. Scott's not there, Kyla. I don't know if this is sus.
What night are you going? Saturday night or Sunday night?
Yeah,
well, Saturday. I rotate Sundays. So
I assume
you're Saturday night. Now I got to be there in the morning on Sunday.
I was going to say, I assume you're opening.
I got to be there in the morning. You show up at like 7 at night when it's 2 hours after I left.
Yeah.
Because you're one of those guys. You're like, 7 o'clock's a good time to start D&D.
That's what we do.
Man, that's time for my ass to be in bed by 7
we're,
o'clock.
We're respectful. We always buy something. And I don't just mean like we buy a drink. We always buy something in the group. Someone buys something.
Or etiquette. Yeah.
And then we leave well before closing. We give at least a 20-minute window. And then we might stand outside until y'all take the trash out. But we get out the door. try our best to have good game store
etiquette. I will say that Empire Games does have... In the places I've worked that do those kind of gaming and the places I've hung out, that there is a... And I'm not just trying to butter people up like
he's buttering you up,
but
you're all a bunch of rolls, right? Quincy's rolls right now because he's buttering
no,
you up.
No, street corn, buddy. Yeah. Street corn, bro. Quit making these nerdy jokes. Street corn. it the people that come in there, for the most part, I would say that 95% of the people in there are really good and respectful and really cool. And they don't trash everything. And I was telling Adam today, it's been about 3 months since we started doing the recycle can with the aluminum cans. And we're getting to the point now where we have to take that can every week, which means that they're not just throwing it in the regular trash can because it's closer. Mm-hmm. So if people are understanding change and following rules that aren't hard to follow and throwing their cans in good places and nobody messes up the bathroom really bad, you know, and... Yeah. Nobody's leaving their packs on the floor, and everybody's been really cool. So,
all right,
Roseboard, time for a new Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Scott, it's your turn this time.
Oh no, I'm bad.
All right, it's a long one. If you had to delete all but 3 apps from your phone, which ones would you keep?
Which ones would I keep? Oh no,
I got to look at my phone for this. I know 2 of mine. Oh, I know my 3 already. Yeah.
Is this not counting stock stuff like the telephone itself?
Sorry.
I don't think it would count like, you know, telephone and a timer.
Right.
Like apps that I downloaded, I'll say. Like what 3 would I keep? I would keep Discord. Mostly because I have to use it for work, but I would also keep it because I get to keep in touch with you guys. That's what's most important to me above work.
But I got Discord on my computer. I don't need to talk to y'all all the time.
I'm not going to come home and boot up my computer just to pull up Discord.
Yeah.
I'd keep Discord. I would keep whatever game I'm obsessed with right now, which is the Lower Decks game. It's so stupid and it's a waste of time, but I play it constantly. And then I would probably keep go ahead and give myself 1 social media. I'd probably keep Instagram. There's a good reason right there. I'd probably keep Instagram. I don't know.
It was some very pale person
with a throat tattoo. It's how it goes. It's
terrible.
We'll scroll down to air and ice cream ad. That's the reason why I want to keep it.
My 3 apps would be YouTube. I use YouTube on my phone all the time. I'm listening to it. I'm always using YouTube on my phone. Reddit, obviously. Every time I look at Reddit to get stuff for the show, and it's the biggest time sink I have. And then it would be I would be torn between either Audible or any audiobook. I'm not like married to Audible. That's just the one that I have. Or Spotify, because the third section of my entertainment on my phone would be either listening to an audiobook or listening to music. And I got to say, I probably would rather, Oh man, that one's really tough. But I think I probably only slightly lean more towards the audiobook than Spotify. So that would be my.
I have to amend mine now because you made me think of something. I'll take the game off. I have to keep my podcast app because I don't listen to podcasts any other way than on my phone.
Nope, it's gone. Deleted. The
podcast app.
It's too late, Scott. Wait,
it's gone.
I already deleted podcast it. Yeah, addict. It's gone. Scott.
You already deleted it? Oh, no.
There's nothing on your phone, but you only have Lower Decks now. Kylie, go ahead.
Sorry. I'm definitely going to keep Apple Music. I don't use Spotify.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
You're one of the... I'm just kidding. At least you didn't say Tidal.
I don't use Spotify either. Tidal is way better than Spotify is, by the way. You like audio quality.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep Instagram. Like, I low-key want to keep Twitter, but I'm going to keep Instagram.
I never, ever look at Twitter. But I feel like I should, but I never look at Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, really.
I just want to give a shout out to Black Twitter, which is the best corner of the internet. There's a whole Black Twitter Reddit subreddit.
Yeah.
You should.
I know the Reddit. Yeah, I know the Reddit. Yeah.
Amazing. And then I want to say ESPN, but I can just like get on any other, you know, like the internet.
So
I'm gonna keep TikTok.
Oh man. What do you watch on TikTok?
Just not for you, Paige.
Do you watch the guy that chops wood? There's like a hot guy that chops wood on TikTok. I hear people making fun of it.
There are a couple of not unattractive men that chop wood, but I think I know the one you're talking about. No, lately I've been watching this like South Pacific dude. He has amazing teeth. And
All right. Well, everything else is deleted off of your phones.
Are you not into TikTok, Bo?
No. I got a
couple of people to follow. I followed a new person today. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're a TikTok man. Do I need to get on TikTok?
TikTok is like a fun thing, like when I'm on lunch break or when I'm, you know, just I don't like sit at home and just scroll TikTok. I found a lady today who is a new person who just left Hot Topic, and she's talking about all of the stereotypes of the people that come into Hot Topic.
Yeah,
and it's so fun.
Yeah,
so
I fun. Love those kind of TikToks.
That sounds that funny. Kind of there's the hardcore guy that I send you videos of. Scott, the guy.
Oh, he's so great. He's
that guy's hilarious. Now he's famous I watch his YouTube channel, but I'm sure he's famous on TikTok. I'm just a boomer, so I watch his YouTube channel. But yeah, that guy is hilarious. The
best thing that I've learned from this whole endeavor is that I am going to start sending Kyla a ton of TikTok.
This is another thing.
There's a Y'alternative lady on there that is hilarious. There's a Y'alternative.
This is another thing that Kyle and I talked about on the deleted episode is that the only time I ever used TikTok was I was trying to see if I could somehow game the TikTok system to drive people to the Linux podcast YouTube channel that I have, Crowbar Kernel Panic. Go check it out. So I said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a TikTok channel where I talk about Linux related stuff. So I give like command line tips. I talk about like, you know, just very highly detailed, highly technical Linux related topics, but I dance while doing it. And the joke is that like, I'm such a boomer that I think that TikTok is only for people that dance. And so like, it's like a little bit of a meta joke, but I think people wouldn't know that they would just really think that I thought that.
A lot of dancing on there, man. I don't know if it would.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
And it's dancing like this.
I've gotten that off my For You page.
Yeah,
it's gone.
I have a dark humor. Last night, I saw a TikTok where this guy said, he's like, it took me like two watches. He's holding like a little, I realized later it was urn, and it said putting makeup on my homophobic dad, and I was like, oh wait.
What kind of TikTok do you got going, Kyla?
My favorite kind. I love dark
humor. All right, so we have in the show notes that we are only allowed 3 minutes to talk about Kanye Kanye West's recent internet escapades, his manic episode or whatever he's going through. So, Scott, do you have a timer?
All right. I have a timer set up, and it is going to start in 5, 4, 3, 2, go.
All right. So, Kyla, I wanted to bring this up because last year you and I had, whenever Donda came out, you and I had a discussion about Kanye, and you were convincing me that I needed to give up on the man, that he's like too far gone. And I was right. I did.
I was right.
You were right, and I knew you were right at the time, but I still listened to Donda, and I have to confess that to you now, because whenever I put it on Spotify, I put my, you know, on Spotify, you have the social media thing. I put it on private. I said, I don't want Kyla to see that I was listening to Donda. Yeah. It was the soundtrack of Dragon Con last year, because we listened to it the whole drive back. But I'm straight up over him. At this point, I actually don't even like, I hesitate for us to even talk about him, because I really feel like we're really watching somebody go through like a serious mental breakdown. Like, I think it's kind of sick that people are profiting from this at this point.
Yeah. Like, part of me is like, we're watching something really, really horrible. Mm-hmm. And I think I said to someone else, like, if he were a white woman, he would have like the whole Britney Spears conservatorship thing. Yeah. I don't know all the laws and how that works, so I don't want to like speak to something I don't really know about. But at the same time, with mental illness, you are responsible to other people to take care of yourself. And he's just being very dangerous with his platform. And I want to shout out the people who agree with him, because like, it's got to be really hard to agree with him, because you're already a racist. But like, now you're going to be like, damn, this black dude is saying everything I want to say.
Yeah.
I want to know
those people love that any opportunity that they can to say, oh wait, but no, wait, this is a black guy.
Yeah.
1 minute left,
and now Kanye's officially the good one, one of the good ones. And but also at the same time, a lot of people have asked me what I think about Kanye West, and I'm like, what do you think about your grandfather at Thanksgiving? Because he's saying everything that your family's saying. Oh,
man, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to be honest with you.
My grandfather's dead.
Yeah, both of my grandfathers are dead, and one of them in particular, I would criticize the stuff he said. He wouldn't say the things Kanye's been saying lately. And while I do think we're watching a person's mental decline, it also doesn't excuse the things that he doesn't excuse what he's saying, and he still should take responsibility for it. But also I think the people around him, I got 10 seconds. I think the people around him are profiting from this, and they are not just allowing it to happen. They are like pushing it to happen. Like, they're putting him in front of his
hands.
We're done. We're done.
All right. Next question. It's rolled back to Kyla. That was a lot of fun. We should do a 3-minute. We should do that. Like, every episode.
That was really fun.
The next time, though, I'm not holding my arm up the whole time, because I got tired after 40s.
That's what made it so good, though. That was hilarious. All right.
I'm going to find a way to set my phone up to where I could just set it down and step back.
All right. Here we go.
That was probably like the most like,
that's the conversations like that Kyla and I have when we're not recording the podcast. That's the kind of stuff we talk about. Strange celebrity gossip, I guess. All right, Kyla, it's your turn again.
To do what?
Short one, ooh. I can tell. All right.
What do you think Kanye West?
Yeah, what do you what do you think your best what do you think your best day ever would be?
I had one of my best days ever this year, and it was going back to New York on my actual birthday, which is the middle of June, and it was like 65 degrees, and we went to a Yankees game. That was like the perfect day. And Aaron Judge hit his 25th home run on my birthday, which is why my cat's name is Aaron.
My best day ever would be a Friday night, Fall for Greenville, with my wife and my two friends. I'm just kidding.
One of them eating corn and smiling.
Eating corn. No, I think I like your answer, Kylik, because I think it is like it's simple in a way, but it's very good. So I think I would do something similar. So my place, I think honestly, when I went to France for work, it was completely for work. I didn't do anything but work the whole time I was there, but I really liked the place and the people I met there. Now, maybe I only met people that work with me, but so I think my place would be France. And I think I would be spending time with my, family. So my wife, my son, and I would want to do something, like see a band that I have always wanted to see, but never got a chance to. And if it's French, then it would be Birds in Row. I would go see Birds in Row in Paris, France, with my wife, and somehow take my son to a Birds in Row concert, which I think would be an absolute bad idea. So scratch that.
Right. Give him the little baby earplugs. It'll be fun.
Yeah. So it would just be doing something like that in my one of my favorite places. Scott, what do you think?
Oh man, if this is something that can only like physically, actually, like I'm not going to CBGB's to see the Ramones in 1977. So it's something that can actually like attainably happen.
That's an interesting concept though.
Yeah. No, oh man, I can't, I don't have enough time for that. Because it would be like me walking around Deep Space Nine would be real, and I'd be walking around it, seeing the Ramones playing the Cargo Bay 5. Yeah. So, in reality, I think, we're going to probably have to make a ECN radio away mission. Because I would like to go back up to the city again. I haven't been up to New York in a very long time. I'd like to meet a lot of those folks that I have met through the Seventh Rule and Sci-Fi Sisters communities, which everybody kind of meeting in New York would be really easy. And like go record shopping. And I don't take like a 3-day trip and my Kindle and my Walkman, and that's it.
Yeah, Kylie goes to New York like every weekend.
Yeah. When it's still cold. I don't know if like March cold because it's rough on that island at that point, but I want to go back through Queens. I want to walk down Queens Boulevard again because that's my favorite place in the world. It's probably Queens Boulevard. And you just dick around up there, go buy some books I don't need to buy and some records I can't fly back with because they're too big and too heavy. But
The Yankees opening day is March 30th.
I don't know if I'm allowed to go in there as a Long Island born kid. I don't know if I'm allowed.
I do a plus one.
They won't let me in. They'll be like, "You were born in Smithtown, General. Get out of here. Chase Stadium's that way."
All right. Am I next? I'll do another one.
Bo said going with us would be his actual dream, which will make it come true, Bo.
Yeah, we can take Bo to a sports thing.
Yeah, I got a couple folks up there that would totally love to meet us. And totally know you because of when we played Star Trek Adventures. They totally watched. We could have David Gregory meet us up there. He's just south of there.
We need to play some more Star Trek Adventures. I was talking to Allie about it, and I have an idea for what a Klingon game could be. And Kyla could play. Klingons. You want to be a Klingon, Kyla. I'm going to do one more. And then I think we're going to do earworms and get out of here. What do you value? Oh, man. This one is way too deep. What do you value most in your friends? And
just them being Bo.
What do you value most in your friends? I think it's my turn to go first. And I think what I value most is, I want to say loyalty, but I feel like that's like a cliche. Like everybody would say that, but I do kind of think that that is true. Like, I think I like to think I'm pretty loyal to my friends. Like, there wouldn't be a situation where I would, I don't know, this is starting to sound like too mob bossy. Like, I would never rat anybody out, or you know what I mean? But, like, I feel like I'm a pretty loyal friend, and that's a valuable thing to me whenever it comes to my friends. What do you think?
Yeah.
Either one of y'all.
Oh, you next. I'm still thinking.
Yeah, loyalty. I mean, I think like also honesty. ties into loyalty.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But you've got to have like good values too.
I thought you were going to say teeth. It's important that you your friends have good teeth.
You don't have any teeth to be my friend. You just have to not be an asshole.
Don't be spitting words past them that are assholes.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
I don't know.
That's good. Good answer. I was torn between those two.
I'll go with the hat trick off of the other three there is because I feel like honesty and loyalty honestly go hand in hand with me, which I've learned in the last couple of years because I've been through some BS in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And I've got people that this is a social media issue. People will be like, I've known you for 20 years. We pretty much grew up together, but I'm going to delete you because when my cat got hit by a car, you didn't say my condolences and you don't text me. I'm not going to text you and bye-bye. I don't need people that aren't like in my life. You know what I value and what I've learned in the last couple of years is I value. I just lost the term for it. So we're going to have to.
I know what you mean, though.
I value resiliency in friendship. Resiliency in
that's a good
people
word
that I know of that my boy Kevin Hutchins. We can go months and not say not much to each other other than little likes on different posts and stuff. And when we talk, it's exactly the same as it was when we were hanging out every day. I could do the same thing with Willie. I'm going to throw Trey Allison's name out. I'm going to throw all these cats out. Is that and Logan and him. I feel like I can go. Last time we were at a birthday party for Nathan and Sean, I sat down with Logan and we were just for 2 hours about just Logan everything. Yeah, like nothing. Like we hadn't like we saw each other last week or haven't seen each other in 3 years. It's just I prefer a resiliency in a friendship. I understand that you guys are grown and you've got stuff that happens and people have got tragedy that hits their lives, and nobody's tragedy is heavier than anybody else's, and nobody's trauma is heavier than anybody else. It's on such a scale that you have the compassion and the resiliency to understand that I'm going to see you when I see you, and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So I think that probably goes hand in hand with what you guys are saying, because I think that's the deepest loyalty of knowing that my buddy would know if they were right beside me right now that I was going through this shit. And they would be here, but they're probably dealing with their own too right now. So
I completely agree with you. For the sake of conversation, I think that there is an element of the people that you described, I would agree with all those people. Because I feel like whenever I see Willie, it's not like we haven't seen each other in 2 or 3 years. Like it
nope.
You know what I mean? But
it's like 2 or 3 minutes every time.
But that's not always the case. There are times where you haven't seen somebody in a long time and then you're really good friends with that person. And then when you meet up with them again, you realize that you two just drifted so far apart. And now it's really hard to like find that commonality and to catch back up. Especially the names you mentioned, but you know, most people listening to this are not going to know. Well, let's be honest. Most people will because most people live in Anderson, but there's a chance people listening to this podcast are not going to know any of those people. And, yeah. You know, but I think that's true. That's something that anybody can relate to. Like there are cases where you can run into somebody in a long period of time and you're able to just click immediately, like nothing ever changed. And then there's cases where there's nothing wrong with people changing, you know? It's just, that's growing up. I mean,
it comes with age. Yeah. You have to also differentiate between the loyalty to certain people in friendships and the loyalty and love that you had for the time that you spent with them at that time in your life. Mm-hmm. I've got people that I know right now, and it's not that they, you know, they value different things than I do. Mm-hmm. And I love that I went to all those shows. I love that I did, you know, this and that with them. And it doesn't make them any less in my mind now, mm-hmm. or in my, you know, I actually, the funny thing is we were talking and all this junk where we're going to fall for Greenville about, oh my God, we're going to see all these people. Just saw David, which was cool. I was like, oh, we're going to run into one of my exes. The next day at work, one of my capital E exes came in there and we were just like, hey, how you doing? And it was a good conversation and it was really good to see her. And then she was out the door. And that's what I'm thinking right now is that, you know, some bullshit went down when it ended and stuff like that. But now it's like, yeah, you know what? I appreciate the good that we brought into people's lives more than the inevitable freaking wreckage that we had afterwards. And I can let that stuff slide at this point. It's been a while and it's good to see them. And it's good to see friends like that and whatnot. Resiliency. So that's the TLDR.
I love that. I love that. All right, you guys got some earworms to close out this thing?
Yeah.
My earworm is Young Gravy. I'm just kidding. my earworm is I don't know how deep I want to go in this because it's the end of the show, but there's a song called Boston's by a band called Have Heart. Scott and I were talking about Have Heart on Friday. Made me think about this. And the song means a lot to me. I won't be able to talk about it without tearing up. But if you were to listen to a song, you'd have no idea. It's a really it's like a tough guy hardcore is what I call it. Tough guy hardcore. That was a term I kind of coined when I was younger. But it's like, it's really aggressive, like punk hardcore sounding song. But the lyrics, they tell the story of this sort of generational growth between a really deadbeat grandfather, a father who didn't get a really good childhood because of the grandfather, but then he worked really hard. See, I can't talk about it. Okay. I relate to the song that much. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Boston's, I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to tear up, but.
Yeah.
Check it out. If you got father issues, you're going to like that song.
Oh, Lord. Does anybody we know not have father issues, though, man? So
it's good, though. It's good.
We are not alone.
The song is an appreciation for the sacrifices that his father made.
Mm-hmm.
Getting his finger cut on a saw and then growing it back.
Thanks, Reynard. Thanks a lot. I've only got a quarter Viking blood. I can't grow back less of a finger.
Yeah. So what's yours, Scott?
Half, 50% Viking blood. Mine is a little bit a different take on this because it's a little song.
I'll go first. I think Scott's was.
I know what Scott's is, I think.
Scott's was pretty long. Mine is not like a super deep story. It's Kendrick Lamar, Count Me Out. It's just like in my head.
Oh, Kendrick. Oh, Count Me Out. Yeah. Yeah, that is a good one. That's one of the ones that I listened to. I told you that when
go ahead.
I was gonna say I told you when I listened to his new album, there's ones that have hooked me and ones that I still haven't grown on yet. That's one of the ones that hooked me. That's a good one.
This Saturday on Prime, you can watch, I think it's live, Kendrick Lamar's the show he's touring with now from Paris.
Oh, cool.
You can watch that Saturday. Cool. I don't work for him. I wish I did. But...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's listening. So, I mean, Kendrick, if you're listening, we know you are.
Yeah. Well, he heard us talk about Young Gravy last week. So he's like, oh, they know.
Yeah, bass.
Yeah, you're
he's like, he's like based. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Scott, what's yours?
Man, my earworm is by Recess Therapy, the Gregory Brothers, and Tyreek because it's corn. And when we came back and got in the car that night, Becca and I were talking about it's corn. I'm gonna tell you all about it.
Yeah.
And Bo was like, "What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about." And Becca's like, "You don't know the corn song?" To go with, this is like old news too, but to go with the absolute purity that I felt when I ate that street corn, I hope that this little boy has everything paid for and taken care of in the rest of his life, because I have never seen if you find like the most like Morrissey pretentious, like Morrissey is like the top of the scale. This kid is 100% authentic himself.
He's the only one that deserves to go to heaven.
This kid has box seats. He is up there eating all the corny ones. That kid was so authentic and pure. And I have been, I'll see somebody running back and forth at work, and I'll be like, said, "Hey, Chris, are you all right, man?" He's like, "You know," I was just like, "if you're having a stressful day, just take a corn break." And it has brought this levity to the entire Empire Games. And Corn and Tariq, you saved all of us, dude. So there's my, I mean, that's like literally rolling in my head. It's starting to get to the point where it's annoying me, but it's been rolling in my head.
I actually did. After you that should also be my earworm, because after you showed it to me, it was stuck in my head for a long time, too.
It's all like, I went to the lake with my friends on Sunday, and there were like three people there that had never seen the Corn Kid. And so we showed the video, and then we showed the song, and then like by the end of the night, everyone was just saying, "It has the juice."
Tell you all about it.
Yeah.
And I tried it with butter, and everything changed.
That's when everything changed. Mm. All right. You guys want to get out, or is this one more question? What do you think?
Let's do one more.
One more question. One more.
We can roll with it.
All right. I shuffled the other ones back in.
Give a funny answer.
I hope this one makes me cry so much I feel
like. I'm going to add "in bed" to the end of this one. All right. Here we go. Hey, this one is in bed. What's your recurring nightmare?
Oh God.
I know mine. Snakes. I haven't had it in a long time, but I used to have these nightmares where like, I'm trying to escape, like I'm trying to escape like my house. I'm trying to rush outside or something. And it's like, every time I reach to grab a door handle or to like, every time I reach for something, there's a snake there, or I got to cross, you know, this part of the yard. And it's like, there's like a bunch of snakes and I have to cross the snakes. I haven't had that in probably a few years now, but that was like a recurring nightmare for off and on. Like, I think since I was a kid, I would have those dreams, and then I don't really have them anymore. So, they'll probably be back tonight.
And it's going to suck.
Like, what's that movie with, what?
Snakes on a
plane?
No. There's a movie with
Anaconda?
A witch and
Wizard of Oz.
It's not the Wizard of Oz. Oh my gosh.
Snake hanging from a tree and everybody thinks it's
no, but this happens in a movie where this woman is trying to escape this house, and then snakes keep appearing everywhere. And
The Serpent in the Rainbow?
No,
I watch snake movies, man.
No, I'll look it up. It's not a snake movie. It's only a scene at the end of the movie. I'll look it up while you guys are talking.
Serpent in the Rainbow is not a serpent movie.
Yeah, it's yours.
I don't really have any reoccurring ones. And this is not just because of me. I used to always have the dream that, like, you know, like in cartoons, when you get hit in the mouth with a hammer and your teeth just, like, shatter like glass. I used to have that dream a lot. But I do have reoccurring dreams. I've had this one person has been in my dreams since I was a kid. And I will tell you who it is. I'm sane. That's John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, my goodness.
I have.
If you're having a nightmare about somebody, I think one of the world's worst serial killers is probably.
Yeah.
In these dreams.
That's okay.
In these dreams, true. We are best friends, and like
he's okay, well that's
but here's the thing, the last one I had, like I was like dropping him off at a birthday party, and I was like John, you gotta stop, like you gotta stop. And he was like, I know, and I was like, how do I know you're not gonna kill me? And he's like, you're my ride. And I was like, okay. And like, we're chill, like we talk about deep stuff.
You can't, and
you don't fit his profile either, so I mean,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, you're safe.
I go to therapy tomorrow. Like,
yeah, ask him about that dream. Dreams.
I was like 8. Like, we've just been chill. I don't know what that means.
We should do this again where we look up the Oh, it's the meanings of different things and dreams. Yeah.
Well, the thing with the any kind of like teeth smash, like teeth destruction or pulling them out, is supposed to mean that you're anxious about something you have to say.
Yeah, which I've gotten over that. Like I don't have those dreams anymore because like now I just don't care.
Yeah.
I know. Okay.
Say what it says. Well, mine is kind of goes.
Go ahead.
What, mine kind of goes hand in hand with what the teeth thing is that. And this has only been happening over the last, like, maybe 2 or 3 months. To talk about that big trauma the last couple of years ago, one of them had to do with a really crappy boss, who I won't name names because everybody that knows me knows it, and an ex-girlfriend from the same time. And I'm having this constant dream where I'm standing in the middle of that store, and she's over here laughing at me. And I'm finally telling him everything that I wanted to tell him over the millions of years I knew him. And I'm putting him in his place. And I'm laying everything out 100% mathematically perfect. And he can't hear me the whole time. Like, he's deaf. And he's going and doing that damn Donald Trump face that he do all the time. Just looking at me with his hands in the air like I'm stupid. And she's laughing. And he can't hear me. And that's it's probably like in reality, like a 2 second dream, but it feels like it's the entire time I'm asleep. But the good part is when I wake up in the morning, like the details of it kind of fade away after a little while. I'm super doped up on sleeping pills too. So I guess they go away with that. I don't know.
You need me and John Casey to show up and set up for a birthday party?
Oh man. So I'd rather hang out with Casey than have to look at freaking those two hanging out with each other.
Bro.
I know what it was. It was The Craft. There's a snake scene in The Craft.
Oh yeah, with the yeah.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but what I remember of it, it was a good movie. And
I'd rather hang out with Ed Kemper too. By the way,
I also looked up what the meaning of snakes in your dream is, and it depends on whether it's terror inducing, whether it was pleasant. What type of snake it is. There's all types of different meanings, but I think in the scenario of my dream, I was probably anxious about something. Like it was like a sign of anxiety, you know, because it was like I was trying to get somewhere and the snake was between me and there. And it was terrifying.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you being an anxious person though.
Well, are you?
It depends on what it's about. I am both a very anxious person and also extremely nonchalant. I think that my thing is that I let the wrong things bother me, but then things that should bother me, I completely ignore.
If Bo thinks that he offended you.
Yeah, that is a big thing. Yeah.
That is going to stay in the very core of the center of this man's entire psyche forever. Probably still feels bad about stuff he said to me 10 years ago.
Yeah, your artwork's not shit, Scott.
He said bullshit to be exact, but I'd let that go.
Yeah, that is true. I've learned to get over that a little bit, but yeah, but then again, when it comes to like something that should bother me, like a deadline of something coming up, I just breeze. You know, it doesn't bother me. It's mostly social stuff.
Feeling anxious.
It's mostly social stuff, yeah.
Well, you feeling anxious over having hurt somebody's feelings is probably like the most good-hearted anxiety you could ever have. So yeah. I think you're doing all right.
Or it's extremely selfish because everyone must like me. You know, I don't know.
Is that selfishness or is that you're trying to keep everybody, you know, copacetic? That's all it is.
Right, yeah. I don't know which it is, but yeah, it could be. It depends on how you look at it. All right, well, so next week we'll dive deep into our psyches and try to navigate.
We got to come up with our top 10 reasons of why everybody hates Bo.
Yeah.
For the next episode.
I think we need to play Akinator again next week because I miss playing it, but I don't want to play it every episode. So we need to have like a 5-episode rule. We can only play Akinator once in 5 episodes or something like that.
We've got to put the time limit on it too, man. I'll hold the.
What's that?
Oh, wait, no,
because
I wasn't on the first one.
False. Yeah, that was the false beginning. All right, false start. It was a false start. All right, see you guys next week. And this was a great episode. Thank you guys for doing it. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. Please like, subscribe, do everything you can to help the podcast grow, because right now nobody's listening to this thing, but we got to change that. So peace, bitches.
Brother, you're saving your money by lending it to Uncle Sam.